The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week sponsored by Red Raymond Chevrolet. At the end of this year, Dave and Mary will pick a kid of the year. $5,000 will be given to that kid to go crazy. No, to put towards her education or really anything positive.
Mm-hmm. And Mary and I each keep 10%.
Is that your finder's fee for the kid of the year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Come on, it's a lot of work. You give it to the kid.
They get no money and they like it.
It's a really hard decision.
And that'll be at the end of the year. So get your Kid of the Week nominations in. Again, if you don't know what a Kid of the Week is, it's any kid that makes you feel bad about your kids. It's a kid doing something that's special, a kid doing something that's good news, because we all hear bad news about kids. We're looking for good news for kids. Could be a little thing, could be a big thing, but it's a big thing to that kid. It's maybe a big thing just in your house, right? Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Go to WGNradio.com, just throw Kid of the Week in the search bar there, and it'll take you to the page, and you can sign up and tell us about a Kid of the Week. And by the way, don't assume we know where all the Kids of the Week are. It could be somebody you don't even know. You see a story online, you see a story somewhere, you go, that's a Kid of the Week. Steve ought to know about that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send that to Steve Cochran. And how would I do that? Well, Twitter, right? At Cochran Show, Facebook.com/Steve Cochran Show. Swing by the house, drop it off, whatever.
Text you.
Text me, yes. For those of you that know me well enough to have my cell phone number.
And if you go to WGNradio.com and just search Kid of the Week, it pops right up.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's good then.
All right. Well, on most days it does.
Okay. Angelina's on the phone. Good morning, Angelina.
Hi.
What a pretty name. How are you?
Good.
You're 11 years old?
Yes.
I don't know if you know this, but let me just tell you the things you do every day. The oldest of three kids in your family. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you know that you have two little brothers? What are their names?
One is Timothy and the other is Jackson.
How old are Timothy and Jackson?
Timothy is 9 years old and Jackson is 7.
Who's a bigger pain in the butt?
I don't know. They're all equal.
Oh, she sounds so weary. You have no idea how tough it is to be a big sister. All right, so here's some of the things that Angelina does every day, along with taking care of her little brothers. And you can imagine, Timothy and Jackson, a lot of work. So here's the deal. Angelina helps watch them. She plays basketball for her school in the summer league. She plays on the softball team. Her mom helps coach, too. Does your mom yell at you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just checking. You also play in the school band?
Yes.
What do you play?
I play the flute.
Play the flute? I almost told you play a little piano.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, she's got a lot going on. You're going to day camp as well. Yeah, you got all A's on your report card.
Yes.
Okay. You're also an altar server at church.
Yes.
You read everything and get your hands on.
Yeah.
What are you reading now?
I'm reading the third Harry Potter.
Yeah, I didn't. I got to some of the bigger words and I had to put it down.
Those are hard books to read.
So these are just some of the things going on in Angelina's life. She's a very sweet young girl, and she also takes care of the little, you know, her rotten little brothers. Well, I'm sure they're great kids. She's an athlete, she's a great student, and she's a musician. What are you going to be when you grow up?
Well, I would like to be a therapist, but my second option would be a baker to bake stuff with my friends.
How about if you, listen to this idea. You open up a bakery with a couch for therapy. So people could come in, they could have the pastry of their choice while they talk about their troubles.
Yeah,
there you go. Are you a good listener? Do your friends come to you with their problems?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. It's very important to be a good listener. Well, Angelina Woods, you sound like an amazing young lady, and I'd like to give you everything on the prize list. So let me see what I have here for you. Are you married?
No.
Okay.
She's 11.
Yeah. Well, I just heard. Right. Big Tom Jones fan?
Yeah.
Come on, Angelina. Do you know who Tom Jones is?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. She's so cute.
How about we give you these tickets, though, for Tom Jones, October 3rd at the House of Blues and the House of Blues Restaurant and Bar. Your mom and dad can go.
Oh, yeah.
For your grandparents. Okay?
Yeah.
That's from LiveNation.com and Ticketmaster. You like taking care of other people. I can tell that by the sound of your voice. You're happy to give something to your mom and dad.
Yeah.
Plus, as soon as they're out of the house, you're throwing a party. No party. I'll tell you what I will do for you guys. I got a four-pack of passes to the EAA Air Venture Show in Oshkosh this weekend, through the week, actually. Best air show, period. Best air show. It's amazing. Canadian Forces, Snowbirds, unique aircraft, world's largest flying boat, EAA.org/AirVenture. That's an amazing thing. Yeah. What kind of car are you driving?
I don't have a car.
Oh, you don't have a car?
She's 11.
Does your family have a car?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you guys an oil change at Cassidy Tire and Service Center. It's family owned and operated since 1914. 15 convenient locations, CassidyTire.com. But knowing Angelina, she probably knows how to change her own oil.
She probably does.
I'm going to give you MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Lou Malnati's Pizza. You like pizza?
Yeah.
LouMalnati's.com and an Apt gift card. So you can get some new headphones if you want them at ABT.com. And your mom gets a Chevy Drive, Chicago.com, WGN Radio, stainless steel travel mug, along with a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee, courtesy of your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. Those prizes, Angelina, are worth over $100,000.
Wow.
Just don't lie to the kid of the week.
Yeah, that's not true.
Is that not right?
No.
Oh, I probably should do the math.
But they're great prizes.
He's not lying. He's just exaggerating, yeah. Angelina.
I'm adding wrong. Angelina, you sound like a great, great, great kid. Thanks for being our kid of the week. And tell Jackson and Timothy to give you a break.